Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 16. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. For God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. Get ready for the revolution.
Come on, 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 come on
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I am Louis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Pray that you will open your spiritual eyes and spiritual ears and that you'll get into the Word of God with us today. And we will discuss God's word together. And if anyone have any questions, just press one and we'll hear what you got to say. And those that are on the internet, continue to text me right now, whatever you do, and we'll try to answer your question. But right now, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get farther into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. And we just thank God for his word today. For God is truly good all the time, and all the time God is good. I like to read a few of the affirmations. And the first one, instead of saying I am, I'm going to say we are. So we are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. We are sanctified and one with the sanctifier, Christ. He is not ashamed to be called brother or sister, Hebrews 2:11. We have received the Spirit of God into our life, that we might know the things given to us by 1 Corinthians 2:12. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we want to give you thanks for your word, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for the scriptures that encourage our hearts and draw us closer to you, Father God. Help us to open up our mind to the word and receive it into our hearts, Father God. We bind up anything to try to come up against anyone on this broadcast, against our pastor and against myself and all others, Father God. We just bind up anything that is negative, anything that try to hinder us from drawing closer to you, Father God. We want to give you thanks today, Father God, because you're worthy to be praised, Father. And Lord, we just ask that you would be with all those, Father God, who have asked us to keep them in prayer. We're praying for Sister Shirley Davis, Father God. We know that you are a healer. We ask that you encourage her heart, Father God, and give her the strength that she needs, Father God, and be with the family as well. We're praying for all those who are bereaved today, Father God, because we know that you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Be with those that are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, and there's nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. And, Lord, we just ask that you just have your way in our lives, Father God, and let your word be in our hearts, that we will share this word with others, Father God. And we're thanking you for the testimonies that are going to come forth. We thank you for the healings that have taken place. We're thanking you for deliverance, Father God. We just give you thanks for all things. Now have your way, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much, Pastor. We're going to go back to where we were at. On yesterday evening, we closed out in Isaiah 6. I think we started with like the 9th verse. We'll read from 9 through the 13th verse. Isaiah 6, 9 through 13. For those that may not know it, and I know what theologians teach. They teach because the church wasn't known as, quote, the church. This couldn't be. But they couldn't be farther from the truth. The church have always been here because Christ have always been here. Now, the thing, everybody didn't see it. Everybody don't understand it. But the mandate today is to walk in obedience to the word of God, to not just talk about the church, but be the church. Not just go to church, but be what God is calling us to be as his people today. And that is a glorious church. And Isaiah prophesied it. So I'm going to point out some things today, and we'll probably end up talking about what the church would look like today. If you could just see through the eyes of the Spirit. See, the book of Isaiah is like the book of Revelation. There's a lot of hidden things there, a lot of hidden things there. And I could just give you all kind of scriptures. I always like to refer to Isaiah 7 and where the virgin shall be with child. I always like to go there because the people couldn't see it. They couldn't believe it. Like today, people don't believe that we can be in Christ. I mean, I can't. I know it's an unbelief thing there, but you're going to have to believe, just like they did during this day. Everybody wasn't there. But Isaiah saw the vision after King Uzziah died. And we discussed, you got to let some Uzziahs die out of your life, whatever they are. Uzziah can be a church building. It can be an organization. It can be money. Anything hindering you from seeing God sitting high, anything that would hinder that is an Uzziah. It, your own wife, your husband, your children, bless God. Your children can keep you from really seeing who God is. Now, Yahweh's, oh, we're not, but I'm telling you, you going to church, worshiping that building instead of worshiping God. Now, I know people are going to first say, oh, now we're not worshiping the building. You're a lie. Because as soon as you leave, you're going to say, my church. So that's a lie. If it's Christ's church, or is it your church? Because Christ, he don't take too kindly to people taken from him. He says, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So Christ's church is different than our church. Because our church is our church. It's just what it says. Is yours, and Christ have nothing to do with it. So if you're a believer, though, you're part of the body of Christ. And that's what we want to go to today. We want to point out what the body of Christ looked like. And it definitely don't look like no building. And you'll understand a little bit better. But we also wanted to finish up a little bit about Isaiah. He had seen the Lord and had got the vision, and he wanted to go tell the story. And but he was a man of unclean lips. And so the angel went to the altar, which was Christ's altar, and got the forgiveness of sin. And he was able to take that and put it on his tongue and was able to cause forgiveness to come on his life. But anyway, so now he wants to tell the story of what's going on. So for those that may not have been here, I urge you to go read the whole 15th chapter. Matter of fact, read the verses before, especially what would that be like, chapter 1, chapter 3, chapter 5. I urge you to read that. And see the vision that Isaiah saw once he met with God. Because his first vision was just to doom everything. Because it was a bunch of woe. Woe with the, because the kings, well, let me tell you this. What had happened was the king had actually the king had actually I had just got something from my job, so y'all excuse me. I was kind of like, okay, y'all know I'm having the word at noon at 12. I don't know why they just so disrespectful, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. It just took my mind away for a moment. But getting back on track here, the king, all of them had did wrong. And so Isaiah was one who wanted to do right in the sight of God. These kings had did everything under the sun, especially they was burning incense, even to celebrate. You can find that over in Second King 15, I think, and also in the book of Chronicles about the kings, and just do your research so you can see this for yourself. But here's the thing. This was a revelation about the church and this present situation, even as today, what was happening and what was going to happen. And the only way they're going to be able to see the Lord, they have to die. Ain't no different than what Paul was saying, I'm crucified with Christ. You got to die to self and live unto Christ. Okay, get past it. If she would read verses 9, the 6th chapter, verses 9 through 13.
Okay, Pastor, from the King James. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and covet and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land, but yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return and shall be eaten as a till tree and as an oak whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Amen. And from the Message Bible, he said, go and tell this people, listen hard, but you aren't going to get it. Look hard, but you won't catch on. Make these people blockheads with fingers in their ears and blindfold on their eyes, so they won't see a thing, won't hear a word, so they won't have a clue about what's going on. And yes, so they won't turn around and be made whole. Astonished, I said, and Master, how long is this to go on? He said, until the cities are emptied out, not a soul left in the cities, houses empty of people, countryside empty of people, until I, God, get rid of everyone, sending them off the land totally empty. And even if some should survive, say a tenth, the devastation will start up again. The country will look like pine and oak forests with every tree cut down, every tree a stump, a huge field of stumps, but there's a holy seed in those stumps. Amen.
See, after you've seen God, then you can begin to see the vision. You can't see the vision till you've seen God. So Isaiah, he's seen God now. And God began to open this stuff up after Uzziah died. I could give you some valid statistics about some things, but I don't want to spend time there. I want to strengthen your faith in terms that key things that happen. He heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Another key, he said, here am I, send me, in that eighth verse. Now, seeing that there's somebody who would go, the more clear Isaiah saw God over there in verse chapter 5:6 and verse 5, the more aware Isaiah became of his own powerless and inability to do anything. He knew he had to depend on God. That's what the church has to get to. Know that you have to depend on God as your source. Okay?
Yeah.
God showed Isaiah what was going on. So from the 9th verse, actually to the 13th, God told Isaiah that the people would listen but not learn.
All right, now.
Y'all didn't hear that, did you? Yeah. That's what she just read. He said the people will listen, but they're not going to learn from your message because of their heart had become closed. And see, I said a lot of people's heart are closed toward God. And it goes beyond repentance. God patient with these people, just like he was patient with the kings before. But this was the church, and God wanted to make sure it was clear what was going on. So the lesson is some of these people had their mind had become closed, and they had plugged up their ears. They had shut their eyes. Otherwise, they may see with their eyes and they hear with their ears and understand with their mind. Man, this is like so real. This is so surreal to me that I deal with this on a day-to-day basis. How people's minds are just closed to truth.
Hammers.
They done plugged up their ears to truth. They shut their eyes to truth.
Hammers to those.
That's the kind of effect that us I have on when you're talking about the church. But listen, brothers and sisters, you're going to have to get the vision of the real church. I have to constantly say this because I want people that haven't heard to hear that we are the building of 1 Corinthians 3 and 9. I was hoping Pastor read one of those for her affirmation. And 1 Corinthians 3:16. And 1 Corinthians 6:19. You know what? I tell you what. I want the devil to know we know who the church is. And what the church is, that's why I encourage you all to understand this vision that Isaiah had here, this vision that he saw that the people's ears was too heavy. Their eyes, they were just blind to truth. They didn't want it. Even like their fathers prior to them, like the people are today, they want to hold on to their tradition. They want to hold on to their getting up, dressing up, going to church as a religious thing, and that they're quick to tell you that's not what's going on. But at the end of the day, that's what it is. They want to show off their cars. They want to show off their clothes. They want to show off. And all of them going to the church for the wrong reason. They don't go to church for the word of God. They don't do that. If it's the usher boy, they want to be better ushers. They have to practice worshiping God. All that is false, brothers and sisters. Ain't no truth in that. Why you got to practice to praise God? If God been good for you, you'll stop out there on 285, on 75, on Highway 95, and start praising God.
Mm-hmm.
True worship. That's what he's looking for. According to John 24, he's looking for true worshipers, not phony worshipers. People go to church so they can sing in the choir. Look at all the reasons people go to church. And God ain't never told you to go nowhere. That ain't even scripture. And I know a lot of people want to use Hebrews 10 and say, well, fail not to assemble yourself. What do that mean? To assemble, you can assemble in McDonald's, where two or three are gathered together in my name. But see, that's not true to them. They don't realize they can do Acts 5:42. They went from house to house, breaking bread. And I can get, when you talk about the local church, I can give you all kind of stuff was going on, even in the book of Acts. Even when Paul came aboard, he was going into people's houses. He wasn't going, and that's what the scripture said, into their houses. He wasn't going into no church building. He wasn't going into no temple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was persecuting the church, and the church happened to be these people. And you have to see that. Now, a lot of people wonder, well, why are you so against? I'm not against the church, brothers and sisters. I'm against organized church. I am for the church because I know who the church is. The church is an organism and not an organization, see? And that's not real. That's why I try to encourage people that doesn't have this revelation is to get this revelation. It's just basic biblical principle when you understand scriptures. Everything about the church. See, when I think of a temple, tabernacle, I don't think of flesh. I don't think of something tangible.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think of spiritual because we are the church. You don't get a second chance at this, brothers and sisters. Now, I know some people think they will, but you won't. So you got to take advantage of knowledge because the people are destroyed for the lack of it. So the church isn't where you meet. The church isn't a building. The church is what you do. The church is who you are. The church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ. So let us not go to church. How about let us be the church? Do your own research. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not that you are the church? You don't know that. I mean, you're that ignorant. You don't know who the real church is. And if you do, then why you go to church when you are to be the church? See, I'm going to tell y'all how plain this is to me, and then I'm going to show you that the church is spiritual. Why should I go? Now, I'm a man. Why do I need to go and pretend that I'm a man? I'm a man. So I'm going to walk like a man. I'm going to talk like a man. I know sometimes my voice may not care, but I'm a man. And you're going to see me do a lot of manly things because that's who I am. That's what I am. And if you're the church, then do the church stuff. You don't have to imitate. You don't have to be like a homosexual. And I don't care which ones it is. It doesn't matter if it's a woman or man. They all have to pretend. The homosexual, they got to pretend that they are women. If they mean, they pretending. See, that's how I see that. If you're the church, you don't have to pretend. Just be the church. You don't have to go and try to demonstrate what the Holy Ghost is. People, the Holy Ghost job is to teach you, to guide you. It ain't to make you dance, hop around, and all that kind of stuff. That's a bunch of hogwash. That's the world way of teaching. You need to let the Holy Ghost teach you, okay? Because what he's going to teach you, that we are lively stone. We are a spiritual house. Matter of fact,
yes,
the Bible said we are a holy priesthood. We offer,
yes,
up spiritual sacrifice. Yeah.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:5. I'll tell you where it says. The Bible said we'll labor together with Christ. So that means we're spiritual because we can labor with God. Who is it that,
yes,
says, oh, God don't need our help? No, God don't need anything. We don't need anything. God wants us to be one with him. It is his desire that we be like him. So he invites us in everything, the way he loves, the way he does things. See, when you really love someone, that's what you do. You give, and you want that person. I don't care if it's your child. You want the best for them, and whatever you can offer, that's the best. You want to offer that to them. That's what you want. And you definitely,
amen,
don't want them being no problem. You want them to be who they are. And the Bible says, I am the labor together with Christ. I am his husbandry. I am his building. I am his temple. Oh, that sounds spiritual to me.
His,
amen, dwells in us. That's spiritual to me. I'm,
yeah,
set free. John 8:32. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. You've been redeemed from that. Don't try to,
thank
hold
you,
on to that. Now, I know, because I have family members. Oh, I ain't proud of them. I mean, hey, they did some things, and some of them is still doing some things. I ain't proud of it. But I'm not going to let that hinder my faith in Christ, because I got an eternal life to live. And I'm not going to go against God's word to appease them. I ain't going to do that. Too bad.
Right.
I'd like for you to get on board. I'd like for you to know the truth. But, hey, all I can do is put it out there. But like Isaiah said, they ain't going to hear you. You know why? Their ears are too heavy. They don't want to hear,
mm-hmm,
the truth. But no matter how closely you listen, they're not going to understand. The only,
mm-hmm,
way you're going to understand is, I got to die. Your other have to die. Whatever that is, it has to die first before you can see the Lord, before you can see that you're truly sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Yes, yes. Amen,
you
have, amen.
Because I have to die so Christ can live.
Mm-hmm.
Let Christ do the work.
Yeah.
See, that's what has to happen. And remember, brothers and sisters, you are God's house. So stay spiritual, because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, not in no building. If he wanted you to do that, he would tell you. He's telling you how he wants you to worship. I'm going to worship service. No, you're out now. You're going to play church again. You're telling a lie. Oh, well, it feel good. See, that's why a lot of people are going to go to hell, because it feel good. Not because of knowledge. They're going because of feeling. They don't want to hurt somebody's feeling. The Bible says that we are partakers of a divine calling, brothers and sisters. Our calling is divine. So consider the apostles and high priests of our profession, even Christ Jesus.
Amen, amen.
I'm going to leave it there unless someone has something else to say that, or you had some questions. I was just trying to finish up from yesterday. If you had any question, pass anybody else, just press 1 and we'll let you in. I got plenty of time today. Hallelujah.
Praise. I just wanted to read that scripture from 1 Corinthians. And I'll do 6:19. And it says what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? And then from the Message Bible, or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then that 20th says, yes, it says, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen.
See, because he wants a glorious church. Remember Ephesians 5:20. That's what he wants. That's what Christ does. He wants a glorious church. And these people lying, talking about they dedicating the church. You can't dedicate nothing to Christ. Christ, he showed me over there in Ephesians 5. He have to dedicate. He have to delegate. Man
All
can't
right.
do that. This is his church. He gave gifts unto his body so they can become a glorious church. He did this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't dedicate anything because Christ don't want it. That's earthly. He's spiritual.
Hallelujah.
But thanks for bringing that up because that's what this is about, brothers and sisters. This is about you being part of a glorious church that Christ is calling for in the last days. And do your research. Read Ephesians 5:27.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to change. He's still looking for the same kind of church. And that's a glorious church that he can present to himself. He's going to do this. He's going to present it to himself. A glorious church. So you can't present any kind of church to God. He ain't trying to hear that. That's why he sanctified it and cleansed it. He washed it with the word of God. That's how he did that. He washed his church with the word of God. All that's needed is in that word. For instance, in the natural, you might need a little oxidizer. You may need a little booster. You may need a little Clorox. You may need a little something, stain remover. But let me tell you what, everything you need to become what Christ is calling for is in that word because he said it. That's how he washed us with the water of the word of God so that he can present to himself. He does this. He presents to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. He makes it holy. You can't do that. I don't think you can live at the church. You can live at the parsonage. That ain't going to make you holy.
All right. Amen.
It ain't going to make you no more holier than putting a bicycle in the garage. It ain't going to make you a car.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So you being in a building won't make you holy. The only way you can become holy, and I'll just be real straight with you guys, unless God show it to you, you won't see it. Remember he told Peter? Christ told him. So you didn't get that from nobody. My Father, which is in heaven, have revealed that unto you. That's the only way you can get this, brother and sister. That's why how Isaiah got it. God revealed it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get this. Read all the books you want to read. Unless you have a heart toward God. And you got to have more than just a willing spirit. You got to be willing to die out of self and live unto Christ so that he can see.
Yeah.
So you can see. Because you can't see until you show God who you are. And that is, oh, Father God, I see who Jesus is. He is not Jesus. He is the Christ. So Peter said unto him, when Jesus asked him, who the man said that I, the Son of Man, he said, oh, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. You didn't get it through the flesh and blood.
Amen.
But my Father who's in heaven. That same thing Isaiah saw. He got it from the Father. That's how I got it. That's how you got it. That's how, if you're going to see Christ, you won't see it through flesh and blood. I thank you all so much. Unless someone else had a question, hey, like I said, I'm here today. Just press one. You got something you want to say. You got something you want to share. We wide open today. But I want you all to know that it's closer than you think, brothers and sisters. It's all about believing. In doing Isaiah days, Who was going to believe a virgin going to be with child? And like I said the other day, the only reason I believe it today is the word has to say it. If the word said, okay, I'm going along with it. That's why when Mary, the angel told Mary, Mary said, who going to have a child? I don't even know no man. So then he explained to him the word of God and the prophecy. And so Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. And boom, she got pregnant. And that's what's going on today, brothers and sisters. The word of God has to give you that enlightenment. It has to bring you to that level of understanding.
Yeah.
It's not how many books you have, how many Bible verses, you know, how much scripture and how much education. Forget all of that. You got to humble yourself. See, there's a lot of people. I'm going to tell y'all, too. There's a lot of people I know. They got the word, but they're walking in disobedience. They ain't finna give up their other eye. Uh-uh. They finna give up their bill. Some of them, they money makers. They ain't finna give it up like that. Can't do it. Not now, not here.
Have mercy.
Doesn't do it. But if nothing else, thank you all so much. We'll see you all Sunday for the review. And love you guys. Be blessed.